Track 9, Sunsets, Striped Cliffs and Seaside Nostalgia. West-facing sunsets over the Wash, candy-striped cliffs, rock pools and old-fashioned fun on the prom. Hans Stanton serves up classic seaside charm with a few spectacular surprises.
Affectionately known as Sunny Honey, is a classic British seaside town with a few tricks up its sleeve. Perched on Norfolk's northwest coast, it's the only resort on the east coast of England that faces west, which means big sky sunsets over the Wash that glow pink, gold and peach. The town really took off in the Victorian era when local landowner Henry Stileman Lestrange set out to create a fashionable new bathing resort just south of the old village. His vision, complete with a seafront green, hotel and railway link to King's Lynn, turned Hans Stanton into one of Norfolk's premier holiday destinations, drawing day trippers and summer visitors in their thousands. Much of that period charm survives in the Esplanade Gardens, stone-fronted shops and wide promenade. But what really sets Hunstanton apart is its extraordinary striped cliff face, dramatic bands of brown carstone, rusty red and gleaming white chalk that run like Neapolitan ice cream along the northern end of the beach. At low tide, rock pools appear below, perfect for crabbing and fossil hunting. And on the very low tides, you can even spot the wreck of the steam trawler Sheraton slowly rusting into the sand. Hunstanton's big skies, striped cliffs and sunsets are loved by holidaymakers and day trippers. But for Cynthia Easeman, who has just finished her year in office as mayor, the real beauty of the seaside town lies in the way that its people look after one another. From warm spaces, friendship groups and food banks to poetry evenings and duck rescues, she sees community spirit as something lived out daily in small, thoughtful acts. To mark the end of her year as mayor, a special evening was held, run by the town's Ukrainian families. They cooked traditional dishes, organised games, dancing, music and quizzes, and Cynthia invited fellow mayors and representatives from the sheriff's office along to share it. For Cynthia, that kind of gathering says more about Hunstanton than any tourism brochure ever could. In many ways, she embodies the message she's keen to share. Registered blind and supported by her guide dog, a golden retriever called Jem, she works alongside fellow councillors with mobility and hearing impairments, quietly demonstrating that disability need not be a barrier to contribution. They are, she stresses, ordinary people, volunteers, each bringing their own skills and life experience to the town and raising the profile of what's possible with a little support and a lot of determination. That ethos runs through Hunstanton's businesses and community spaces, some of which were celebrated at a special award ceremony at the Town Hall in March. Cynthia speaks warmly of cafes such as the Spontaneous Cuppa, a 100% gluten-free spot run by Adrian and Anne Norman, where, after 40 years of avoiding so many menus, she and others who are unable to eat gluten can order anything they like. The awards also praised Nationwide, the town's last remaining bank, for the help it gives, particularly to older customers. Indie Bookshop, By the Book, run by Adrian Eden and Anna Pugh, for its poetry and signings. And Hunstanton Pharmacy, for delivering to household-bound residents and sourcing medications, which are in short supply. And Tracy Halls, who helps to rescue and rehabilitate ducks that have got into trouble before releasing them back into the wild. Young people too play their part. Cynthia lights up when she talks about Amaya, who collects unwanted Christmas decorations to pass on to those who'd like them. The youngster, who is an aspiring author, has autism and has created a communication board for autistic children who struggle with speech. It is, Cynthia says, one more example of how Hunstanton's residents are all helping each other at different ages. The Town Hall's weekly coffee mornings, run by the council and volunteers, offer tea, biscuits and conversation, and are free to attend with donations optional. Other gatherings offer fish and chip lunches, guest speakers and trips out for a small charge, offering independence and companionship in equal measure. Alongside bigger set pieces, the Christmas tree festival, festive lights switch on, carnival and music events, these lower-key get-togethers ensure that there is lots going on all year round, aside from peak tourism season. It's easy to see why Cynthia is so passionate about spreading the word beyond West Norfolk. When she and her fellow councillors visit events as far afield as Peterborough's Chinese New Year celebrations, she delights in inviting people back. "I went to Hunstanton years ago," they tell her. Her answer is always the same. "Come again and see what the town's community has quietly built." Five things to do in and around Hunstanton. Meet the locals at Sea Life Hunstanton. If the weather turns or you just fancy a change of pace, duck into Sea Life Hunstanton, the town's marine aquarium. Inside, diver's eye viewing tanks, an underwater tunnel and touch pools bring you close to everything from rays and sharks to more familiar rock pool residents. A particular highlight is the Seal Hospital and Rescue Centre, where you can learn about the injured and orphaned pups being nursed back to health before release. Regular talks and feeding sessions make it an easy win with children. But there's plenty for grown-ups too, especially if you're interested in marine conservation along the Norfolk coast. Admire the striped cliffs. Hunstanton's famous red and white striped cliffs are a geological showstopper, best enjoyed on a leisurely walk from the main resort beach towards Old Hunstanton. At low tide, you'll find wide, hard-packed sands, perfect for sandcastles, beach games and paddling, with rock pools to explore, and if you're lucky, the odd fossil. The town's west-facing position means you can round off the day with a classic Norfolk sunset over the Wash, something of a local ritual, especially on summer solstice day. And in the traditional promenade, fairground rides, seaside cafes and perhaps a show at the Princess Theatre, you've got a day out packed with old-school charm. Or potter around Old Hunstanton's dunes and lighthouse. For a quieter feel, wander up to Old Hunstanton. The beach here is a favourite with dog walkers, kite surfers and families. Pick your way along the shoreline towards the Hunstanton Lighthouse and the ruins of St Edmund's Chapel for a hit of history with your sea air. There's usually space to breathe, even in summer, and a cluster of pubs, hotels and small arts and crafts centre offers easy options for lunch, tea and a mooch before you head back along the sand. You could take a regal day trip to the Sandringham Estate, just inland from the coast. The Sandringham Estate offers a very different kind of escape. Royal parkland, grand house and deep-rooted history. The Norfolk country retreat of King Charles and Queen Camilla, Sandringham sits in 60 acres of formal gardens surrounded by 600 acres of royal parkland. Visitors can tour the ground floor rooms of Sandringham House, visit St Mary Magdalene Church, which the royal family traditionally visits on Christmas Day, let the children loose in the woodland play area and refuel at cafes and restaurants on site. There's a packed programme of events on offer this summer, including a special exhibition to mark what would have been Queen Elizabeth II's 100th birthday, the RHS Sandringham Flower Show, and performances by music legends Lionel Richie and Eric Clapton. Explore the wider coast, lavender, wildlife and big skies. Use Hunstanton as a springboard to explore the wider North Norfolk coast. Head to Norfolk Lavender at Heacham for fragrant fields, a garden centre and family-friendly animal attractions. Or visit Snettisham Park for farm walks and deer safaris. Bird watchers should make a beeline for the RSPB reserves at Snettisham and Titchwell, both renowned for spectacular flocks of waders and wildfowl against those big blue Norfolk skies. Or join the Norfolk Coast Path for an hour or two and let the salt marsh, dunes and wide horizons do the talking before circling back to Hunstanton for fish and chips on the green.